Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of June, bill paying day, the day I pay bills. Anyway, Mark's been reading through this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect, from everlasting to everlasting. Today he's going to start part one of chapter 35, because it's a long chapter. I'm just going to have him read about half the chapter. He's going to stop at the bottom of page 320. This chapter is entitled, Our Fellowship Was With the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. I don't know why I say this every morning. Only God knows, but if you're interested in obtaining a copy of this book, it would be a shock if somebody actually requested it. But you go to LarryWPhillips.com, LarryWPhillips.com, go to the contact section, and you can email me, and you can request any of my books. I've written 5 of them. You can request Phillips versus the State of Missouri. You can request The Lies of Free Will, Biblical Christianity, Poems for Edification. Am I forgetting one? And God Does Not Love Everyone. That's it. Okay. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him start part one of chapter 35, reading down to page 325.
Chapter 35, Our Fellow Was With the Father.
Should be fellowship.
Okay.
Doesn't say that.
Fellowship was with the Father. Should I start again? Sorry. Chapter 35, Our Fellowship Was With the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Read the whole.
Down to 325.
Okay. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled the word of life. The life is manifest, and we have seen it. We bear witness and show unto you the eternal life with the Father is manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, declare unto you, that God is light, and Him is no darkness at all. We say that we have fellowship with Him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. 1 John 1:1-10. Many have denied the reality that we still are in battle between the flesh and the spirit. Many denominations promote the second work of grace and sanctification, and many deny that eternal life is manifest in God's people. But the preceding chapter gives evidence that all of these denials are not biblical. Chapter 2 makes several clear assertions. Christ is a propitiation for the whole world of His elect. 1. Those who do not keep the commandments of God is not abide in the truth. 2. He that hateth his brother walks in darkness. 3. We are not to love the world, only the things that are in the world. And if we do, the love of the Father is not in us. 4. He denieth Jesus is Christ is the Antichrist. My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is a propitiation for our sins and not for ours. only, but also for the sins of the whole world, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him, on himself also to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, saying is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong in the world, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One. You know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth Jesus Christ? He is Antichrist, who denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning, and that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you. Ye also shall continue in the Son and the Father, and this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. The anointing which ye have received of them, of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach, but it's the same anointing teaches you of all things. His truth is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, ye may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. 1 John 2:1-29. 1 John 3 begins by telling us that God's love is bestowed upon us, that we are called the sons of God. The chapter also shows us how the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And this the children of God are manifest, the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteous is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, he was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and therefore slew he him. Because his own works were evil, his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby receive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and sheddeth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemneth, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. Hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. 1 John 3:10-24.
We stop at the bottom of 325.
That's what I'm not done. We are warned to not believe every spirit, but try the spirits. There are many false prophets and false teachers in the world today. This warning is very timely for the Christian day, is it not? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby we know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore of ye have heard, that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God, knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love, and this was manifest, the love of God toward us, because of God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? This commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. 1 John 4:1-21.
What page are you on?
323. Okay. I'm getting ready for almost done. Chapter 5 is also full of observations by John regarding the Christian opposed to the reprobate. How whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is born of God, everyone that loveth him begetting loveth him also, that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. We love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood, and it's the Spirit that beareth witness. Because the Spirit is true, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If you receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not in God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. This life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye...
Okay, so Mark's going to stop there, and he'll begin tomorrow with the top of... Part 2, Chapter 35. Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
And I hope you all have a good day today. And may the good Lord be with you. God bless.